Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it's good to have you with us. It's good to have you continue to be with us as we continue to move through the day, as we move through the hour. And I'm excited about having Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Gwendolyn is a friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president and the founder of Quality Methods International, which is a training, developing, and consulting firm specializes in technologies of the visual workplace, like there's any other kind of workplace. She's the author of Visual Workplace, Visual Thinking. And as I said, she's our good friend. Gwendolyn, welcome back to the show.
I'm delighted to be here. Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. We're all a Twitter about you being back ourselves. Now, I love the way you say this. Now, there's an irony you can cut with a knife here, Gwendolyn. You say specializing in the technologies of the visual workplace. Well, now, isn't that redundant? I mean, of course, the workplace is visual.
Oh, Jim. Now you're being ironic. Of course it isn't.
What?
Well, you know, I was just listening to Joanne Brandy on your show, mm-hmm. and she was talking about motivation and talking about it as 85% of the people are reactive. Remember? And mm-hmm. the thing is, all of those statistics are true from one perspective, but the other perspective is 80% of the problems that any company encounters, and I've worked with companies where there's 25,000 people, and I work with some that are around 90 people, but you work with companies that are 12 people strong, 50 people strong, I'm telling you, if the workplace isn't visual, you've got a systems problem because you're eating up time that you don't even know you're wasting. Mm-hmm. It looks like you're working, but you're just busy. And from the point of view of motivation, as soon as you've got someone else working with you, they want to know that a system is in place. And a visual system is in place in such a way that they can recognize it, they can touch it, they can see it behave, and as importantly, they can improve it. So as soon as you make your systems visual, you've just published it to everyone. Mm-hmm. This is our system. Mm-hmm. How do you think it works? You want to improve it? Make it more visual. Go after those information deficits. I'm a complete crazy person about this. I go into, I go into some factories and I work with the military as well, and I work with private industry a whole lot, and I see that they, in fact, have a non-visual workplace, and people are very demotivated, and you can just see the waste lying all around on the floor, mm-hmm. these information deficits. It is huge. My estimation is 50 to 60% of your time is spent on chasing down information deficits, and boy, if you're a small business, you can't afford that.
You are so right, and that's one of the frustrations for me in my operation is not having, I'm trying to eliminate frustrations one little bitty step at a time. And, mm-hmm. that's what I tell people. I say, if you're looking for the waste, if you're looking for the inefficiencies, if you're looking for things to fix, next time you feel frustrated, pinpoint what causes that, work on that. Mm-hmm. And you're right, the information, access to information, being able to get the information I need quickly is one of my frustrations. And what you say, though...
May I interrupt you? I just want to clear this point up.
Yep.
I'm not talking about information in a computer, although that eats up a lot of everybody's time, and I've got two strong suggestions when you're ready for them about how to make the computer more visual. I'm talking about information missing in the landscape around the computer, looking for you.
That's what I'm talking about.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, my office is, I need help. and
I'm gonna come
but you're right,
you,
the visual thing. And see, I, We actually do color code things around here. We design things so that when it's laying on my desk, if a little bitty corner of it is peeking out under something, mm-hmm. I can find it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to tell you though, you're going to be so proud of us.
I'm proud already.
We put a package together that we sent out to all of our Brain Trust members, including you.
Yes.
And something we wanted them to see. And we were picking out envelopes to put it in because it's a big package, so we got a big envelope.
Yes.
And they were showing me some things, and I said, we need the big blue one, the big bright blue envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we sent it to people in. And so whenever I would talk to people later about we sent them, they say, oh yeah, it came in that big blue envelope.
Excellent. Excellent. That's
and I said, Gwendolyn would be so proud of us.
Yes. But, you know, also, 1 out of 12 men are some degree of colorblind. And I remember I was working with this plant in Georgia, and they were matching work in process, which is, you know, things, units, with a machine. Take this to the blue machine. Take it to mm-hmm. Take the red parts to the red machine, the blue parts to the blue machine. You know, sort of trying to make sense out of the miasma of things.
Mm-hmm.
And they realized that it wasn't working because they had their overshare of colored blind men. And so what they did, somebody said, wait a minute, my kid this morning, she's 3 years old, she put the alligator on with the rabbit. And they started talking about these granables.
Oh, no.
Why can't we just, instead of using color, use two pieces of an animal? So they have the dog head matching with the dog bottom, the rabbit with the rabbit bottom. You just got to make sure that their bottoms look different, like turtles. And it works. I mean, this is a multi-million.
There's got to be a joke in there somewhere, folks, but I'm going to let it go. Go ahead, Gwendolyn.
So that's just another version of colorblind, but it's also another version of rooting out, the information deficits. And they're minuscule, and you know that you have an information deficit when you're wandering around trying to find something or do something.
Well, and isn't it amazing that this company had been employing these people, these men, all these years, and no one knew that they were colorblind?
That's right. That's right.
You might say, well, you know, to me, there are things like that, though. Like, for example, there are people working today who no one knows that they're maybe they can't read.
Yes.
You know, and because they're coping.
But they can't read in your language.
Exactly. They've learned how to cope. I mean, these are things that are holding companies back
the
time.
And, you know, maybe you have to take a break. Can I?
No, actually, you're very astute. You've done this before.
All right, I've got
there's the music. We got to take a quick break. She's good, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth, the author of Visual Workplace, and as you can tell, she's also a lot of fun. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to talk about those computer things she mentioned when we come back.
Children play in the park, they don't know I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email. And also, while you're there, check out our blog, which we update 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And you can come and get it, or we'll send it to you. Either way, whatever you like. We're kind of like Burger King. You know, you get it how you want it around here. And there's no barrier to entry, because if you can get to us, we say, come on in. Use it. The water's fine, the air's great, and the information is outstanding, because it comes from really smart people like Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth and the author of Visual Workplace. She is our visualization expert. I was telling the audience a minute ago, Gwendolyn, that, you know, how many people do they know besides us who have a visualization expert? I mean, that's pretty that's pretty cool, and we thank you for that. When we went to the break, I think you were going to say something. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I do have a question for you if you don't remember what
you were. I do have this on my mind, and I believe I was going to segue into this.
Go ahead.
Before, when Joanna Brandy, did I say your name right?
Yes, Brandy? You did.
Yeah, great.
Good.
She was very interesting.
Thank you.
She was talking about people, about things that, about workplaces that impact our self-esteem and therefore the interface with both peers and fellow associates and with customers deteriorates. And I have found that as well, but, you know, the technologies of the visual workplace are like snake oil to me. They cure everything because what I've seen is that when the workplace becomes a thinking workplace visually, that you can actually see the answers to your questions, that people begin to feel more lined up with the work. And when you empower them to actually create visual devices, then they really own the workplace and their interface with all of their all parts of their job.
Are you saying that we should ask our employees, we should say to them, look, guys, we need to be more efficient. We may be able to use colors and shapes and lines
help
and things
us,
like
yes.
that to help us to line
help
things
help
up.
Yourself,
would you guys
exactly
get together
so.
And see what do you prefer? Do you want yellow or red or blue, or
yes.
do you want lines or
yes.
circles or squares or whatever?
Or go to McDonald's and find three ideas that you want to see implemented here. Here's a $50 budget. Just bring me back a bag of receipts, and I'll give you another $50.
and a large fry, right?
Well, yeah.
And so let them work on it. You're saying don't impose your ideas necessarily.
Well, that's one agenda. That is a very, very important agenda when you're converting a workplace into a visual workplace, is that if you are going to empower people, they're not going to feel powerful unless you back way the heck off. You know, you invert that mm-hmm. pyramid. But the other part of it is they need to have ideas. They need to be stimulated. Their corpus callosum needs to kind of integrate, needs to bang together so they get these ahas, and they see how to solve their problems visually. And you know that new website that you're creating, can I talk about
No, you can't. They don't know about it yet.
Okay, then.
It's going to be a surprise, but
I'll be quiet.
You can talk around that.
Okay, well, what I'll talk around is people need pictures. Once you give them a picture, I mean, I show, when I go to a hospital, I show people pictures of visual devices in steel mills, and they say, oh, boy, I know just what to do with my area.
Right.
Because the principles of visual.
Give us an example of what you would show them. What would it look like?
Yes, for example, how do you get locate your work in process, your piles of steel in such a way that it's in the same order of as you need it? And people will see, and there are a dozen different ways of doing that, including color coding and numbers, generic numbers, et cetera. And people see that, and they say, oh, my God, that's how I'm going to set up my file folders mm-hmm. for patients or tests or things that I need to do today, because it has to do with what we call smart placement.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you put it at point of use, and in what order? Can you access it easily? Is it color-coded to help me know what's the most important? You put a manila folder inside of a red folder, and now you have an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
You put a manila folder, you know, a plain blonde manila folder inside of a yellow folder, and now you have something that I can get to sometime today. And you mm-hmm. can, you know, keep the folders and use them again tomorrow. Just when it's done, it's no longer an emergency.
Let me give you an example of what I saw a tiny, tiny small business do. It's a little pottery shop I've been going to for 30 years probably. Up in the mountains where I visited over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And for all these years, they have a little round price sticker on each one of the pottery pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And they make pottery there, but they also sell other people's pottery. So every piece in the store, this is a small place, every piece in the store has a little round white sticker on it, a little label that has the price of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was made in the building, it has a little yellow, smaller dot on it.
Oh, lovely.
And so the customers, they train the customers to if you want something that was thrown within 10 feet of where you're buying it, you look for the yellow dots.
Ah, wonderful.
Isn't that a great story?
Oh,
folks,
this
visualization is not just about your employees and how you do your work. It's also about how your customers do business with you, isn't it?
Yes. So shall I give you the two computer things?
You got 10 seconds. Can you do it fast?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one of the things that we do is we number our file folders. When something is a priority, even if it begins with an R, it's -1.
Uh-huh.
And the second thing is we make a JPEG. We put it on the we make a JPEG with a yellow section, a blue section, and a green section, and then we blow it up as a screensaver, and we move our file folders to what's important this week or this month.
That's more than 10 seconds, Gwendolyn. Thank you for being here. Good job today.
Time.
Gwendolyn Galsworth, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Visual Workplace.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.